in from anywhere, from a car, from the barns, as long as it's hooked into our Ethernet or whatever it's called. Right. What's it called? Whenever
kind of like your emails. Right now, you can kind of get emails.
You go to our website, yeah. Go to the...
Can they clock in and not... Do we have a danger? Because I think this was brought out in the very beginning of all this, that they couldn't clock in and not truly...
They can set a perimeter or whatever, that it has to be within a certain... Yeah. That it would tell if they actually clocked in.
If they use their phone to clock in, it shows where they clocked in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they're at home and clocked in, we know.
And if they clock in on a laptop at home, it'll show also.
Now that I don't know.
But, you know.
I do know with the phone, because the location on your phone had to be turned on to in order to clock in or something. You know, mm-hmm. Now you can always go to work and clock in at work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. And see, this is just, you know, the way we've got it set up now is, or we did have it set up, is you're just going in and putting 8 hours in, so it's really not a clock in, clock out thing.
I think there's some offices that actually make people clock in there.
Yeah, there's just, there's only one that I have.
Right, there's one office. But to my knowledge.
But it is an option if they want to do it, clock in and clock out.
Mm-hmm.
If they think that's going to be easier than using the computers and just do it.
One thing I think really is important, whatever decision we make is from the payroll side of it, is we need to make sure the employees fill out their own, no matter if it's on the computer or not, than having somebody else fill it out. The reason being is because if anything is filled out by somebody else and is incorrect, they can come back and say, you know, on our timesheets we got it. I sign off that, I forget how it's worded, but that what I have listed is correctly, I've listed my time correctly. And, so that if in the future someone would complain and say, hey, somebody, you didn't pay me like I was supposed to, it was not, you know, we want to make sure the employee fills out their own time and has. You know, I know some people need to learn the computers, but we really want the accuracy of the employee doing their own time, entering their own time, so that if ever we need to, we can come back and say, well, you used your code, it's, as far as we know, it's you, because, or whatever we use, you know, and not give out their codes to anybody.
So every employee has their own code.
They has their own code, and they can go in there and fill out their time. I know some departments didn't want that, and I get that, or we might have to do a swipe so that it has a code on there so that they can swipe their card or something if they can't, and do the time clock type, but, that's what we're trying to get away from is, at least we got a timesheet right now that says they have filled it out and signed off on it. You know, with this, your code's going to be your sign-off.
In the questions you guys have asked and talking with them, do you feel that you've asked all the questions that we've asked of, that we need of the other supplier and is there anything where...
We probably asked more of the other suppliers than what we have this one, because we've gotten more in-depth with them. This one here, we just wanted to see if this is, you know, if we're...
You want to see if we're even interested before you guys spend a lot of time on it. What is the on the one before was $6,250 roughly? You said that did not include the cameras, did it? Is that just the monthly?
No, that didn't know.
So you take out the $13,000 in $13,000 in terminals, clock out, clock in machines.
It would be about.
We're kind of right there at the same roughly, and then it'll pay for itself. It'll essentially be cheaper in the next. Within 3 or 4 years than the other. I would have questions on what does the hardware maintenance cover? Is that software or hardware? Make sure that we lock down the annual clockable employee licensing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we paying that annually or is that our license that we own for?
Yeah.
What was that word Jonas used? Perpetuality? No, it wasn't that. What was it? He was like, I want to say, hey, say that three times fast. See if it's something that we do have to pay every year, if that's something that we own. Because I got two conflicted.
Yes.
I was thinking somebody said something about $13,000 a year, and somebody said no, about $2,700 a year.
What I understood was that $13,000 was buying the program and the first year maintenance, and thereafter we would have a maintenance, but that's what we're not clear if it's software, a maintenance of $2,700 on the 260 employees.
Because it says exchange replacement service. So what are they exchanging and replacing if it's just a software? So it's got to be for those terminals.
Yeah.
But even then, if one goes out, you can buy one cheaper than you can have the service. Yeah, just find out what that all means. Yeah. But I don't mind if you guys dig into it deeper. Is that what the ask is today, essentially?
Mm-hmm. Well, Robin's going to make sure that he needs to, if he needs to first.
Yes. If it's part of our agreement with BCS or not, we'll, do you want us to check on that or have you talk to Nikki? And
I can talk to Nikki and just. Is Nikki here?
No, she won't be here till next week.
Next week.
But you can talk to Shannon. She can, if it's a Travis, she can get with
him. Is it Ron?
Pardon?
About Ron?
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation. We've also, we've got three or four out on. But you and Shannon can find out.
Okay.
You guys think of anything else that we've not covered?
We'll
I know you'll.
Again, you know, we need to get deeper into this and see. They say, you know, as the other one did, they say they'll do something. We want to make sure that they can.
Yeah. What I had down in figuring was it looked like it was just about $1,000 difference between the other, but the difference is this one says they can do it, and the other one couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But the other ones, they could too. Then we're scared about it. They truly can do it.
Mm-hmm. So you guys will find that out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, did the assessor have any questions in that conversation on how it affected? Yeah. It sounds like that as far as the county employees, I mean, not county employees, the other offices, aside from your road and bridge and your sheriff's department, that's pretty well taken care of.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I have two abatements for you. It's abatement numbers 204930 and 204931. One's for 2017, one's for 2018. It's same property. And it's a well site parcel. Should not have been assessed, is the notes I have on it. There's a quite a bit of documentation with it also.
No questions?
I don't.
Called Exhibit A. Okay. I move that we approve abatements May 28th on Exhibit A.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank y'all. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Fill dirt agreement, Larry Blair.
Move to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between Haney County and Larry Blair.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to it.
Fill dirt agreement, Mark Norwine.
Move to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Mark Norwine.
Second.
We got second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We'll be in recess. We'll be in recess and we'll move upstairs for roundtable discussion. Transfer station.